Welcome to the Act Two Studio Playhouse, featuring audio recordings of original plays by members of the Estelle Craig Act Two Studio at Ryerson University. Act Two Studio Playhouse is pleased to present this podcast of Gut Feeling, a one-act play recorded before a live audience on March 12, 2020, at the Act Two Studio Play Reading Workshop. These workshops are designed to garner audience reaction and feedback to the playwright as part of the development of new works. Gut Feeling was written by Christina Hunt and directed by Martin Wills.
On the stage is a large representation of a human digestive system with the short intestine and long intestine. Gut feelings A, B, C, and D in human form are placed in intervals along it. Gut feeling A is chewing on a piece of donut when she senses something in the air and stops to figure out what it is.
Hey guys, I got a feeling.
Oh no, not again.
This one is pretty strong.
Last time you had a feeling, we churned so much, half the intake got flushed out. Had to wait a whole day to eat again.
Hey, give the kid a chance. She's got a special talent.
Yeah? Talent for upsetting the apple cart. Why don't you finish chewing on that donut and pass it down to us so we can do the rest?
I feel we're walking into a strange place. All places are strange until you get to know them.
Well, maybe she shouldn't have had that fourth donut. It might have been too much.
If you keep focused on it, we can all have it, although it would have helped to eat half a grapefruit first.
You think so? Why is that?
Because if a grapefruit or fruit is eaten first, our neighbors, the enzymes, will rush to the stomach to break it down. Then when donuts come down, they are all there ready to work on them too, before they're turned into fat. Enzymes don't like starch and fat that much, so they are not as eager to break it down if it comes down first. But they love grapefruit. When grapefruit comes down into the stomach, enzymes run out in droves to digest it. So if a donut or any other refined carb follows the grapefruit, the enzymes are already there, and they can process it more smoothly and more efficiently into the gut.
You got scientific evidence to back that up?
Yeah, an NIH scientific study in 2006.
You know how those scientific studies keep contradicting each other. Besides, I can't imagine eating half a grapefruit or pineapple before consuming a donut. Yuck!
I like grapefruit.
Thank you, friend enzyme. That's not our gal, anyway. She'll wolf everything down before even saliva can get to it. Tough as nails.
Are you chewing on that donut?
Oh, I can't. I'm nervous.
Just chew slowly.
I sense some kind of danger.
Physical danger or emotional danger?
I don't know yet. Oh, no, don't go in.
Where's she going?
Into an elevator.
She's got fear of elevators. As long as it's not a fast one, we should be able to...
Whoa!
One of those high-speed ones. Building must be tall.
Watch it. Don't ruin her dress.
She should have ate a grapefruit first.
Oh, it stopped.
Sudden calm.
Hate these fast stops.
No, something's still wrong.
Debbie Downer here has to keep at it.
We've just managed to calm down. Can you wait for a minute or two?
Something important is happening. This place doesn't look so good. Maybe she should turn around and go back.
We got four donuts and a grande coffee to get to this place, and now she should turn back?
She doesn't want to be here.
I've got everything under control. I've got her doing the responsible thing. Just digest her snack and stop confusing her.
Damn brain. Always thinks it's so smart.
I'm sending pleasant thoughts to her head. I'm showing her pictures of a home and car all her own. Maybe a family in the suburbs like everyone dreams of having.
I don't think Brain is being entirely honest with her.
So you get a feeling about these things before the rest of us. When did you get this talent?
I've had it since I was just one cell. I could sense things. Sometimes I'm right, and sometimes I'm wrong. It usually depends on her emotional state of mind. If she's feeling really good, then nothing I say can distract her. If she's afraid, nothing I say will encourage her. Remember when she went to that party one night and that guy started talking her up? I wasn't so sure. He kept telling her how gorgeous she was and how he liked her instantly. She was swept away. That's what she wanted to hear. But I thought, no, that's not right. It sounds too good to be true. Then when she tried to talk, he kept interrupting her and talking over her. Really corny lines.
Yeah, and we all got that sinking feeling.
I kept telling her to be positive. She'll never find someone if she plays it safe all the time.
She kept smiling and wouldn't walk away, but we sank lower and lower.
I kept telling her he looks married.
Spoil sport.
How can you tell if someone looks married?
They look sort of world-weary. Hopeless. They look settled, like someone has been sitting on them for some time.
You're probably right. Bachelors still have that bright gleam in their eye.
Then someone came along and asked about his wife.
Thud, we hit the floor.
That was a hard blow. Even I was knocked out.
So she asks him, why are you hitting on me when you're married?
He tells her, I'm married, I'm not dead.
So she picks herself up and walks out of the party, walks all the way home.
I told her she's an idiot. She should have seen that coming. She's never going to find a good man. Her friend's got all the good men, not her.
I tried to tell her no, it wasn't her fault.
All men are pigs. Why does she get all the losers? You gotta be really tough next time, honey. Get them before they get you.
I tried to say no, not all men, but brain smacks me down.
Don't forget, I run this joint. You guys stick to digesting the food and leave the thinking to me.
A wave of anger swept over me and pinned me down.
My boy Anger will do anything I tell him. I hope he stays put this time and doesn't jump the gun. I have to go and get busy to keep her focused on the task ahead. Don't you do anything while I'm working.
Anger is a tough one to get around. I thought, let her sleep on it. She'll listen better in the morning. She did listen better, but she didn't like me being right.
She never likes any of us being right. Brain keeps her entertained with pretty fantasies. That deluding jerk.
No, you gotta realize, we're pretty primitive. Been around since the first one-celled creatures started multiplying. You got to eat more than you need to be smart. You always got to eat.
Brain's too big anyways. Got bigger than it had to be to keep someone safe and alive. Now it's got nothing better to do than cause problems. No one feels more alive than when they got problems.
So what's our girl's problem now?
She's nervous again.
Maybe it's just normal jitters. You know, the kind that send adrenaline through the system and keep a person on their toes.
I don't think so. I think we're up against something big here.
Her name's been called. She's going for a job interview.
That's right. She's getting a real job. Get used to it.
She's trying to be happy, but she's not really happy. I'm going to shout that loud and clear. You're not really happy. Oh, brain hit me hard for that.
What did I say?
We should try and keep calm so she puts on her best face.
But what if she doesn't want the job?
She needs the job to eat and pay the rent. Everyone needs a job for that.
But she's an actress, a true artist. If she gets this office job, she'll be stifled, traumatized. She won't be able to go out for auditions. She'll have to conform, wear bland dress for success clothes, keep some executive happy while she is being miserable.
If she's miserable, we won't be happy either. She'll eat badly. Remember when she got that temp job with the bank last year? kept a bottle of vodka at her desk. Boy, every now and then I can handle that, but to be drowning in it every day? Ugh, that's hard. Hard work. Liver was complaining like hell. Brain was totally incoherent, which is worse than controlling.
That was a special situation. This job's not going to be like that.
Oh, HR manager's reading off her task list, typing the boss's letters, filing, distributing mail, managing the boss's schedule, entering daily status into Excel, ordering sandwiches, making coffee each day, every day, over and over again. Forever a servant, forever a child whose accomplishments will be overlooked, but whose mistakes will be shoved down her throat promptly.
The job sounded very interesting in the ad. Be where the action is. Come work for this dynamic corporation. Ground one in a fascinating future.
No way will she be allowed to make normal mistakes ordinary humans commit every day. Like lose a phone message, enter a wrong number in a column, order a chicken salad sandwich when turkey salad was asked for. The boss will make mistakes that will cost the company millions, but that will be okay because she'll be blamed for it. She will always have to be alert to everything happening around her while processing input that is only mind-numbing.
But this is her chance to get security, predictability, rent money, a normal life.
And in exchange, no thinking, no imagination, no personal perspective required. Is that what you want, Brain?
I want her to be happy, fulfilled. The HR manager is taking her to meet the executive.
We're passing tiny cubicles. Rabbit warrens of people stuck shuffling papers, printing out documents with titles like Bi-Monthly Analysis of Down Markets in Rural Baffin Island.
Is that so bad?
Start remembering, Brain. Remember the job where she had to photocopy 15 copies of 200 pages double-sided with no page numbers? But the copier didn't always copy double-sided and frequently got stuck. And she had to crawl into it. Into the inked up section and loosen up the stuck pages that may or may not have been copied double-sided, but there was no way to tell.
That hurts to remember.
Remember the job doing nothing except making entries of sales statistics that changed every hour, but had to be deadly accurate at the point in time when the boss called to see them?
Bad memories are coming up.
Remember the conversations with fellow employees in the lunchroom about the weather, about when it's good to mow the lawn, or what is the best fertilizer.
I'm feeling numb, useless.
Alive physically, but dead spiritually. Just a cog, among cogs, in a bigger cog, among bigger cogs, in a wheel in a machine that makes no sense whatsoever.
A living death. Run! Run! Get out of there! Run for your life! Run like the wind! Move! Run, 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 run!
Whoa! Down 16 floors. That was a lot of bounce.
Ah, but I feel better. I feel relaxed. I feel a good decision has been made.
Yay!
So, now. How are we going to pay the rent?
You have been listening to a live Act Two Studio Workshop reading of Gut Feeling by Christina Hunt, directed by Martin Wills. Our cast featured Mary Oakley, Ingeborg James, Marilyn Gross, Deborah Grossman, and Mar Leon. Live technical production and editing was by Rick Sutton. All rights to this production are reserved by Act Two Studio Works. Reproduction by any means is prohibited without the express permission of the playwright and Act Two Studio Works. You are invited to give written feedback on this play by emailing us at playhouse@act2studio.ca. Thank you for listening.